Thank you for calling. This is Thomas Mark with Orbit Science. How can I help?
Yes, Bob, this is Roger.
Hi, Roger. How are you?
Good. I haven't made the payment yet because I've got a few questions for you.
Sure. Go ahead. Sir, you there?
Yeah, I'm looking in my email.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready.
Yeah, hold on. Can you resend that email to me again? Because I'm not finding it.
You cannot find it?
No.
Oh, it says here it is that it's delivered, but let me retry sending you that email, all right?
Right.
So, here you go. Let me know once you receive it. Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it.
Awesome. All right, so what's the questions? Go ahead. I'm ready.
Okay, custom design homepage.
Yep.
One times concept. So I have no idea what that means.
That means that usually we design, people purchase packages based on the ideas that we are going to provide. So custom design homepage, one concept means that you'll get a one concept. For example, we're going to share the initial brief form with you, and that will ask you multiple questions like what sort of colors would you like to see, what sort of information would you like to put on, and some more details about the website. So based on that, my team would sit down, do some research, and they will design a layout for you, like a
okay. What is five custom design inner pages?
That would be the inner pages. Like I would say, the first page is the home page. Then the inner pages are like other pages, like your shop and categories and about us and donate now. Okay. Yeah.
Then you had here up to 25 to 50 products.
Correct. That is just the initial thing. Like in the later down the road, if you're planning to like add more products, then you can simply upgrade to other packages that we offer.
Okay, so you're going to do 7 categories, and
yeah,
you're going to do 50 products.
Yeah.
What's content management system? What's that?
Content management system would be a software. With the help of that, you'll be able to make changes to the site yourself. Like it's an easy step. And
I don't want to make any changes.
In case if you need to.
I don't want to make any changes.
All right. That's okay. Yeah. Then,
okay.
Mini
shopping cart integration.
Shopping cart.
That's basically.
Yeah.
Okay. payment gateway integration, what does that mean?
So the clients, if they're donating you something, if they're purchasing something from the site, so there will be a payment gateway installation that needs to be done so the clients can easily pay you through the website. If the payment integration
What's social media integration?
Your Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and other social media platforms, business platforms.
Why would I need those?
Because you get clients from social media, and almost 99% of the websites has this social media integration.
Okay.
In case if you don't have Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, my team can design those for you.
What's five premium stock photos?
Photos would be based on your industry that you're serving in. And based on that industry, we would be purchasing 5 stock photos which are not being used by anybody else on the websites. So that would be under your business name, and we would be using those photos to attract the clients, and that would be uploaded on your websites. We would send a folder to you, then you can choose the 5 photos out of that. Whatever suits you better, whatever you think that the picture looks good on the website, we'll go ahead and upload that.
Okay, so you're going to give me 50 products.
Mm-hmm.
In 7 categories, and who is going to be shipping out these products? Who's the supplier?
We will be doing the shipping integration as well. That would be your choice. We'll give you multiple options, like it could be USPS, it could be UPS, it could be FedEx, or whatever.
I didn't ask you that. Who is going to be shipping out these products?
You.
Me.
Because that's your
Where am I going to get the products from?
That would be drop shipped.
From who?
From the vendor that we are going to hook you up with.
Who's the vendor you're hooking me up with?
We'll be providing you with the details of Amazon service providers who has accounts on Amazon. So we'll guide you with them, and we'll hook you up with them too.
What do you mean you're going to hook me up with them?
Because there is someone who is selling the product, so you need to be in touch with that too. So that would be an Amazon selling, so it will be linked with your website.
Okay, so you're going to create this e-commerce store on Shopify.
Yeah.
Are you going to also integrate Amazon with the products?
Absolutely.
And you're going to do that all for $599?
That's correct.
For 50 products.
That's correct. That's just the integration that we need to do. It's just an API that needs to be installed. There's no hard work into it.
There's what?
No hard work.
No hard work.
No hard work, sir.
What do you mean?
That means like there's just need to, we just need an API that we need to install on the back end on the site to integrate to your Amazon selling account. So by which on Shopify both will be integrated.
What's an API?
It's a plugin, sir, which needs to
it's
be
a plugin?
On the back end of the website.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to pay you $599, and you're going to do 50 products in 7 different categories. And you're going to integrate it to Amazon so that when people buy the product, Amazon's going to take care of the shipping.
That's right.
And how long will it take for the product to be shipped to them?
Yeah. Of course, if the Amazon is listed, the Amazon products is listed, so Amazon is responsible to deliver the product. Because once the client clicks on your product on your website, they will redirect to Amazon, because if the product is listed on Amazon too, they will redirect to Amazon and purchase from that. So you'll get the revenue out of it.
Okay. So
So when they shop on the Shopify store that you create, if they pick up the product, it's going to be Amazon.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that part. Can you repeat that?
Okay, you're going to put 50 products on the website, right?
Mm-hmm.
When I order a product and I click on it,
yeah,
you're telling me it's going to then jump over to Amazon's website?
That is sometimes that happens too, because if the Amazon is integrated and the client redirects to Amazon itself, because Amazon is integrated onto your website.
What do you mean Amazon not integrated on my website?
For example, if I hyperlink something on any website, and if the client clicks on that link or anybody clicks on that link, they land to a different website which has been hyperlinked. So exactly like that, the product that we have listed on Amazon would be uploaded and displayed on your website, and the client can purchase the product either from your website or they can simply click on the link and go Amazon and purchase directly from Amazon's website. But the account will be...
Why would I want them to buy it from Amazon and not do it through my site?
That's what I said in the start. Like, you need to, like, there's no need of integration of the Amazon, but there's always an option that you can add all of the products directly to your website. You can just, like, check the products and let us know whatever the products are. My team would list all of your products on the website of yours, so that would belong to you. And once they click on Add to Cart, that would be on your website, and they can proceed with the checkout through your website. But you said that you need an integration of Shopify and Amazon, so that's why we are doing the integration of Shopify and Amazon. That was your requirement, sir.
Yeah, my requirement is I don't want to be if somebody shops on the Shopify store.
Okay.
And Amazon is supplying the product. I don't want them to be flipped over to Amazon thinking they're buying it from Amazon.
Okay. Well, that would be something I would say drop shipping. I would say you're doing drop shipping, right?
Do you know anything about drop shipping?
Of course.
Okay. So I have a Shopify store.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got 50 products on there that you put on there, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you put 50 products on there under 7 categories, and I order a product because I want to order the product to support cancer for a nonprofit organization, correct?
Okay.
So when I click on the product, I expect to go to the shopping cart on Shopify, place the order, and Amazon's in the background shipping the product out to the customer.
That's true.
That's what I want.
Yeah, that is how dropshipping works.
So why did you say it would jump over to Shopify?
I didn't say it would jump over to Shopify over to Amazon. I said jump over to Amazon because there's an option. People do this.
I don't want that option.
Yeah, if you don't want it, it's okay. That's all right. It will be automated,
okay.
And on your website, it will automatically be done, and we would integrate all of that. We would make sure that whatever you require, that is working properly. And we provide 100% satisfaction guarantee on it. So until you are 100% satisfied with the work, we'll keep on working with you. And in case of any dismay of the services, timeline, or duration, if you're unhappy with the services, the first thing that you have that is unlimited revisions. So you can ask for as many revisions as you want till you're 100% satisfied. In case if you don't want that, you have the ability to get the 100% money back guarantee on it. All right.
Really?
Thanks.
Okay. And you say it will take almost a month to do this?
I would say no. If it's just like 20, 25 products, if the amount is minimal, we can go ahead and finish this project within 2 to 3 weeks from now on. Within 48 to 72 hours from now, you'll receive the initial look of your website, like the layout, the concept that I was talking about.
Okay. How are you going to support these nonprofits? How can you help them promote the product? If they have Facebook presence, if they have all the digital marketing capability, what can you do for them?
we can use the SEO meta tags on their website. So for example, if the client is on search engines and if they are purchasing anything and if they want to support cancer or any other that you're talking about, so based on that keyword that they're searching, your website could be displayed on the top of the search engine, so based on that keyword. So that is how we help you guys to get more clients out of it. And the clients.
Okay, let me call you back, okay? Let me call you back, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to call you right back. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.